reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, it's exciting times in the world of disc golf as the U.S. Women's Championships are taking place in North Carolina, just days ahead of the U.S. DGC and all of its incredible festivities. Welcome to the PDGA Radio News for September 24th, 2010. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, getting ready to bring you more of a sneak peek at those events along with the rest of your weekly disc golf news, including the newest members for the upcoming President's Cup, another world record for number of holes played in a single day, new editor for the PDGA magazine, disc golf trading cards, and the rest of your disc golf news from the past week. It's all straight ahead on the one and only PDGA Radio News, brought to you by the Professional Disc Golf Association. Well, we'll begin things this week with news regarding the upcoming President's Cup. First founded in 2006, the Disc Golf President's Cup is one of the newest international disc golf events. The idea was to showcase the sport of disc golf at its highest professional level by staging international matches between the top American and European disc golfers. The first three team matches all took place in Finland in 2006, 2007, and 2009 prior to the European Open, and were all won by Team USA. Now in its fourth year of competition, the President's Cup is finally coming to the United States and will be contested October 5th on the world-famous Winthrop Gold Course, just one day prior to the first round of the United States Disc Golf Championships in Rock Hill, South Carolina. On September 15th, Disc Golf President's Cup team captains David Greenwell for the U.S. and Hans Tegebach of Europe finally announced their highly anticipated captain's choices for those matches. Both captains, of course, challenged with choosing from a very talented pool of prospective team members to round out their rosters. In the end, Greenwell chose current world champion Eric McCabe to join the U.S. men's team, along with David Feldberg, Nico LaCastro, Josh Anthon, Ken Climo, and Nate Doss, while Tegebach chose 2010 Finnish champion Jesse Heininen of Finland to join the European team, who has members from four separate countries, making the President's Cup a truly unique event with a special international flavor. So make your plans now to join them at the world-famous Winthrop Gold Course in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Tuesday, October 5th. The event starts at 12:45 in the afternoon with team introductions and the start of the matches to determine who will win transatlantic bragging rights for the next year. Coverage, of course, can be found from PDGA.com. After publishing 100 issues of Disc Golf Publications, Rick Rothstein is handing off control of Disc Golfer magazine to longtime disc sports journalist and enthusiast Randy Michael Senior. Senior has taught high school and college, managed or co-owned several bookstores, but mostly has written and edited, working as a professional writer and editor since 1980 for such publications as the Los Angeles Reader, Chicago Sun-Times, Seattle Times, and many others. His first disc sports feature was back in 1979, covering the WAMO Rose Bowl Championships that summer. The story appeared in Los Angeles and Chicago newsweeklies, reaching several hundred thousand readers. 11 years ago, he first helped Rick on a couple issues of Disc Golf World News, and some may also remember that he edited Flying Disc magazine during its brief lifespan. Upon official news of the new role, Senior replied that he sees himself as a caretaker whose only agenda is to produce the finest disc golf magazine in the world, and that perhaps the best news is that all of Rick's staff has agreed to stay on during the editor changeover. Senior saying collectively, Kent Johnson, Joe Fite, John Winery, and Scott Papa bring a breathtaking range of experience and knowledge to Disc Golfer magazine staff.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News, where we're now quickly looking back at the past weekend of September 18th and 19th for tournament results. We'll start in Appling, Georgia for the Augusta Classic in the backyard of the PDGA headquarters, where it was 12-time world champion Ken Climo in a breakaway, taking a 6-throw victory over Nate Doss. Then it's another 15 throws back before you find third place Matt Dollar, with the rest of the field behind him. The Masters division went to Phil Arthur, Grandmasters to Rick Vokes, and Advanced was won by Stephen Trello for the amateurs. Up the East Coast a bit in Maryland was the other A-tier, the Patapsco Picnic, with Paul Ulibarri winning by 3 over Nate Cron. Running down the B-tier winners, you get Dion Arlen winning the Oregon State Championships ahead of Nate Sexton and Andrew Rich. Ron Convers edges Eric McKay by 1 to win the Dynamic Discs Louisville Open in Texas. Shasta Chris wins over Ray Johnson, winning the Fault Line Classic in California. Brad Schick wins in Ohio over Matt Blakely. Patrick Blazek wins in Nebraska. Bobby Jones in Rochester, New York. Adam Olson wins in Iowa by 7 over Tanner Duncan and Chris Herron. Dave Ross wins the Provincial Championships in British Columbia, Canada. Ian Hobey won in Virginia. Troy Manny won in Massachusetts. And Paul Ullman won by 10 in Kentucky. For the C-tiers, Ryan Roberts won in Tennessee. David Wiggins in North Carolina. Christian Dietrich in Idaho. And Kyle Ellis won in Indiana. Full results from those tournaments, of course, can be found from PDGA.com. Now checking in with the upcoming schedule of PDGA-sanctioned events, we'll begin with this weekend's U.S. Women's Championships. And for a preview of that tournament in Jacksonville, North Carolina, featuring more than 60 of today's top female disc golfers, here's Clash DVD's Billy Crump.
Hello, I'm Billy Crump, and this is the 2010 U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship. The 24th through the 26th of September, the U.S. Women's is steeped in history. Began in 1999 in Charlotte, along with the U.S. Men's Disc Golf Championship. First 3 years, it was ran in Charlotte, first two at Hornet's Nest, and then we moved out to Eagles Landing. Then we relocated to Peoria, Illinois, where Old Man and Ma Wallace took this thing and really molded it into what it is. It was in Peoria at the Bradley area for 6 years. In 2008, we relocated to Huntsville, Alabama. 2009, to the Quad City. Well, it's 2010, and we've come full circle. We are back to where the roots of this tournament began in the state of North Carolina. We are on the coast in Jacksonville, a military town here, but also a disc golf town. They've got two courses they'll be participating in, the Northeast Creek course, which is located in Jacksonville, and they'll also have a temporary course on that site. The 24th through the 26th of September, Clash will be there covering it for you at the PDGA.com. The U.S. Women's 2010.
Again, Billy Crump from Clash DVD. You can find all the coverage online from PDGA.com as well. The rest of the PDGA tournament calendar shows more than 40 total stops throughout the world this weekend, headlined by the A-tiers, which will be in Topeka, Kansas for the Mighty Shunga Open, presented by LS Discs, and in Oregon for the Willamette Open. Also look for the 25th annual Sneaky Pete in North Carolina for the men. The Washington State Series Championships will be in Spokane. The Gem State Championships in Idaho. Also this weekend are the Kentucky State Doubles Championships, Northern Michigan Championships, and the California State Flying Disc and Overall Championships. International events in Finland, Switzerland, Denmark, France, Belgium, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. For the full list of events, check out PDGA.com and the tour schedule, or easier yet, check with your local club or disc golf pro shop for your local events or other non-sanctioned options.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the profession.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travel Lodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, welcome back to your PDGA Radio News for September 24th, 2010, where from our various sources, we find that from noon to noon one recent weekend, Lo Bibby, a 51-year-old man from North Carolina, was playing disc golf at Beth Schmidt Park in Elon. First with a simple 12-hour marathon of disc golf in mind, but halfway through his day, he realized he was on a world record pace that would end with him playing 1,114 holes of disc golf in 24 hours, walking an estimated 65 miles. Bibby from Garner, North Carolina, considers himself to be in good shape, but conceded that walking that much in order to break the record was a challenge and did require training. "I think I'm the oldest to do this," Bibby said, in comparison to others who have attempted the world record. The previous record, in fact, in this category was 1,035 holes, set by three Minnesota friends who were in their 20s. Bibby said he has considered a disc golf marathon like this record-breaking feat for years now, and did have family members and friends at the course to help carry his discs and keep track of how many holes he had played. Bibby also turned his record-breaking quest into a fundraiser for Bridges International, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ at NC State University, where he works as a campus minister. Bibby's key to keeping a good pace? Well, he didn't stop for meals during that marathon day. Instead, he snacked a table at the park with pickles, pretzels, Fig Newtons, Gatorade, and other snacks. Simply grabbed something to eat or drink as he passed by. The University of Richmond in Virginia plans to open a disc golf course which will spread across both the Richmond and West Hampton sides of the campus next spring in an effort to promote leisurely activity 5 years after the idea was first proposed. While it took some time to convince the administration, the proposal was finally approved as it fit into an initiative to add more outdoor leisure activities to the campus. During the past 3 years, the university has added outdoor picnic tables and bikes to ride around campus. The addition of the disc golf course will contribute to student and university goals. The university hired a consultant to plan the course to ensure that it would be environmentally friendly, meet the desired difficulty level, and not be an eyesore on campus. All of the tees will be removable and no trees will be cut down. The first tee will be between the President's House and the Jepson Alumni Center, with a large parking lot for outside community members to park in. The course, which will be more heavily built on the West Hampton side of the campus, will weave through woods, approach a lake, then return toward the Alumni Center for the 18th hole. The course is estimated to cost more than $22,000 for consultant fees, materials, and supplies. It will be built this winter when the vegetation is dormant. Another student's motivation and love of disc golf may bring the sport to Kent State University. A disc golf course is under consideration as an addition to the planned recreational fields growing up by next fall. Ivy Lumpkin, a junior communications major, has pushed the idea for about a year now. And along with her proposals, Kim Ruffra, associate director at the Student Recreation and Wellness Center, said she thinks a disc golf course would be a great addition to recreational services. The only problem is finding room to put it. Admitting it will be difficult to fill a whole 18-hole course on campus, even with the newly expanded recreational area. Ruffra said a 9-hole course near the Allerton Apartments is the most likely site for the course, but no matter the final location, Lumpkin said she hopes to make it a new intramural sport for Kent State students to choose from once it is completed.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs.
or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership, then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Well, updating an earlier story from PDGA Radio News of several weeks ago, disc golf and 2009 PDGA World Champion Avery Jenkins are on a baseball card, or a disc golf card if you must. They're featured among the 2010 Topps Tribute Series of the historic Allen and Ginter sports card. In 1875, Allen and Ginter produced the first cards, commonly referred to as baseball cards, featuring hand-painted portraits of elite sports players. Although baseball was the most common sport showcased, Allen and Ginter opened the eyes of the world to other sports as well, even producing non-athletic cards of Indian chiefs, actors and actresses, and U.S. presidents. In 2007, Topps decided to bring the historic trading cards back into circulation, calling it the Topps Allen and Ginter Sports Card Series. Disc golf's 2009 world champion Avery Jenkins was contacted by the company to be featured in the 2010 series. Jenkins, of course, was honored to receive this opportunity and is now available in more than a half dozen versions. One of the most unique is his relic card, which contains a piece of personal fabric, usually a jersey, pants, ball, but this time it's a 5/8 inch square of plastic using five of his Avery Jenkins Star Destroyers, as well as the blue champion Firebird that was used in winning the world champion. You can purchase those cards at sports card and hobby stores all over the world. The autograph and relic cards have a value of about $40. However, some have been seen on eBay for more than $60. With that, though, we'll let you embark on your journey for the Avery Jenkins rookie card. As we bid farewell for another week, this has been PDGA Radio News for September 24th, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. Until next time, wishing everyone the safest of travels and happiest of disc golf adventures.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.